we had to broadcast last night's post-game show for a few moments as computer called Jake and Donovan.
Yeah, I heard this was great, but I have not listened yet.
Well, it starts out great,
and I
would like to send the disclaimer out that I'm not positive it's great.
I don't know. I mean, it started off super positive.
You, dude.
Crazy.
That, I heard it's great in the way of...
That drop is the most perfect summation of this call you're about to play.
Really? Okay, so computer called the post-game show, and it's getting all kinds of buzz. So if you are like me...
You ready, Donovan?
This is your first time. Yeah, I was there live.
How do you think Dan will take this?
He's gonna appreciate it. It's long.
Gonna feel dirty when he's done, though?
Maybe.
I was enjoying it for the first minute and a half, and then I stopped enjoying it.
And you know what? After it's over, I can tell you exactly how I was feeling when
okay,
it was going down.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
All right,
so in lieu of the computer minute that usually plays the day after shows, because he didn't call my phone, I guess he...
Yeah, this was it.
He got it all out for the post-game show.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's talk to computer. Computer, what's happening?
That's my point, exactly. You got Jerry standing there about to cry. I'll cry for him. Because this don't make any sense. It started when he fired Tom Larry. Then with Jimmy Levitt, it just kept burning. Then with Barry Left, it just kept on burning. Then when he did the Chan Gailey, it just kept on burning. It just been burning for years. And I'm tired of him. Jerry just sitting over there like he don't care. He wanted to be nice too much. Chris Rashad pumped somebody on the sideline. And damn Stephen Jones talking about don't do it. You want to get pumped and beat up and have anybody come in your house every week laughing at you. You got people that are making fun of your quarterback. You got people that are making fun of your running back. And you don't care. Y'all don't care how much money y'all got. That don't mean nothing. It don't mean what about us sitting around here? You work hard every day. You pay bills. You try to watch the team on Thanksgiving with your family. And you sit there and embarrass everybody sitting around crying. You don't care nothing about us. It's just a smiley. What you care at the end of the day? And they're making fun of you every week, and you just sit there and just think, and you don't do that to the brain. I can't take this no more. You're been ruining my life, and you don't care. You got that man standing over there clapping. He's just clapping. What is that going to do? Nothing. You know, he's getting mad. He don't play for nothing. They just come out there, and Jalen Smith sitting there standing up there looking at the guy. If you're scared to play for overtime, you get James' money back. If you can't make the quarterback, he's sitting there trying to get the ball, you're just looking at it. You don't care. Anytime a man walk around with braid in your hand, he's soft anyway. I don't care who got something to say about it. Get your hair like a woman. Be a man out there, hit somebody. And Michael Bennett got to be the only person to stand up in that locker room and scream at them punks. They ought to be saving themselves. Cole Beasley talked about y'all like a dog. And y'all shaking his hand and hugging. Punch him in his face. Be a man. You don't got your money, so you don't care. What if Jerry, what they just say, everybody ain't got no money no more? What you going to do? You got to go out there and feel for yourself. And you treating the fans like this. People, we got feelings, too. We care. We buy Jerry out and spend thousands of dollars on the Cowboys. It's something else happened because of them damn Cowboys, I can't tell y'all. I'm just sick of it. It's killing me. It's killing me. I can't do it. I promise. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I just can't take the world. I don't know why they don't feel like that, dude. I don't care.
All right, computer man, we'll let you go. Please, please have a better Thanksgiving. It's all good, man.
We love you, man.
It's all good. Yes, sir. We do love you. I know we wanted to let you get your frustrations out. You did that. All right.
And then you hung up on him. Poor guy.
What was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
I think he...
Talk it out a little bit.
Maybe some follow-up questions.
I mean, yeah. Petered out. You know how much I love computer, man. That's my dude. Yeah. And I didn't know exactly how to...
Disrespect him.
How to go about?
There was no real
that.
Clean spot for a dismount. Was
no,
there?
No, and
just like, exterminated
them. You don't want to hand them the rope, but then
I'm sorry, your father died. Well, let's talk to someone else here.
Yeah, someone did tweet at me and said that was my strike one to Austin Jackson moment because I went right to the next call afterwards.
Pig Boy.
I think it was like Gilbert and Burleson or something. I just kind of went right back to the call.
Pro Bowl yesterday.
I didn't know what to do, man.
Man, I was trying to hug him through the phone.
Yeah.
I was trying to hug him.
He's a sweetheart of a guy. He's an emotional guy, and we all know that. And he really, really cares about the team. And I do feel 100% that was real and genuine.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are on the thread.
No.
People going, what the heck was that? That has to be an act of faith.
No.
That.
Don't.
That is real.
Yeah. That's real. I mean, I would ask how somebody who's as into this franchise as he is can still wake up every day with a fresh approach and not get so jaded. Like, that's the thing about following this thing is it almost doesn't even hurt that much anymore. It's almost, you're almost numb to it all. You're almost kind of feel like this is how, that's why everyone's so darn cynical, you know? So the fact that he kind of Groundhog Days his way right through it where it actually does affect him?
Yeah, yeah, and I would love...
Like, how does he do that?
I would love to watch a game with him, because I think you have to take everything that you can throw away from him, because he's going to hurl it at the television. He's going crazy, but then when he gets a chance to talk about it, that anger, all the curse words that happened during the game turns into what you just heard on the phone.
How about Ticket Theater 1310 featuring Computer?
I don't think you have enough delay.
Golly, that'd be great, though.
I just don't think you have it. And he held himself back because...
What if we do it on the Facebook page? Just let it go, unedited. You want to grow the brand.
Right.
That.
I'm checking it out.
Do you really want to grow it? You really want to step over that line? Or do you want to...
And there are, whether people want to admit it or not, there are several, too many Cowboy fans out there like that. They don't have the platform to call and get their frustrations out.
No. Social media verifies that there are people that watch games like with a baseball bat, and they can't wait to destroy their TV if the fumble happens, you know?
And instead of yelling and cursing on the phone, he just turned the other way as far as tears. But I felt badly last night for letting it go as long as I did.
Oh, no.
But then...
No.
I'm almost like it's...
You're a therapist. You're letting him get it out.
Yes, yes. I'm
you're helping him.
I'm Lucy, and I'm sitting there at the booth with the nickel sign out front, letting him get all of his frustrations out.
Let's give him a call to see if he's all right.
I don't know, man. I mean, it is Friday, and it will be 2:30 soon. Somewhere it's 2:30 right now.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's not New York. What's the time zone after New
York? Nova Scotia. Okay. I bet it's 2:30 right now.
Okay.
Why don't you guys get off me?
I was just asking.
It is 2:30 in Nova Scotia.
Is it 4:20 anywhere?
Hello.
Hello, may I speak with Computer, please?
Hit me.
Computer, this is Dan.
And Bob.
Dan and Bob and Donovan. We're live on the air. This is a wellness check. A welfare check. We want to make sure you're okay. How are you?
I'm making it. Y'all know that's the first Thanksgiving. I ain't seen my mom.
I did not know that. And that sounds very sad. That sounds much sadder than a Cowboys loss.
I couldn't go see my mom.
So it doesn't sound like you've really recovered.
I had to listen to that. No, I was right. I heard that.
Dude, later. Hold on. I swear I saw you on Twitter later that night tweeting out pictures of yourself posing with white girls saying, I'm recovering.
I had to work.
Oh. All right. I'm not trying to sound mean or anything here, but I feel like you're just okay. I'm sorry about.
I mean, I can't let those people came to see me last night and hang out, and I had to DJ, you know, because I'm having a miserable day. I don't want everybody else to have one. They don't understand. They ain't never played no football. They don't understand that connection.
Did you hear Jerry after the game?
It is a lot of white girls.
Did you look at his Twitter just now?
Yeah.
That's why I started crying, because when I wasn't even going to get that upset. When I seen that man sitting there with tears in his eyes.
Yeah, if those white girls were there right now, you'd feel better.
No, I ain't. No, I left them, came on back to the house. I didn't after party. They had an after party last night with Dr. Chain. I didn't go.
You didn't go. Well, that tells a lot. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know,
we're here to help you, and I think we've already done so.
Yeah.
I think you feel a little better now since
we're wanted to hug you last night, computer. I want you to know that.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. Just, I'm sorry to leave it. 60 man, this is rough.
I wanted to drug you because I feel drugs are better than hugs in the situation like that.
Well, thank you for. So you've narrowed it down to.
Yeah, if you're going to drug me, just send edibles. That's you have a request.
Maybe a nice gummy.
Yeah, right. It's going to make it all better.
White girls and edibles.
What a fantastic night.
can really help this thing turn around. I just want to say Jerry, though, showed optimism in that, you know what he does? He gets kicked down, but he wakes up the next day and he forges forward.
He's delusional.
Well, that's very.
No, you got that part.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to be so logical there. I thought you would just jump onto his.
And then they tweeted out a picture last night that Garrett was out there with his family on the field last night. Like everything, you know how everything is rosy for him. Jerry's paid him over $30 million, probably $50 million.
Yeah,
and he got money in the bank. He don't give a crap.
Right.
Because as soon as they fire him, he's gonna be the number one darling, just like Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, everybody hated Dez Bryant. But as soon as they cut him, oh, poor Dez. It's going to be the same thing with Jason Garrett. They're going to stick him on one of them TV shows, and he'll be bad mountain cowboy there. We could blame Jerry why he couldn't win.
No one's going to say poor Garrett. No one's going to be upset about this.
He had the reins for 10 years. I just don't like an uninvolved coach. You know my main problem with Jason Garrett is, I've been saying it for years, he does not have not one ace or what you say would be the alpha male that was on those championship teams on his coaching staff. The only person he has is Leon Lett, a person that never even said a word. I don't even know if Leon Lett can talk.
Yeah.
Can he even speak? And that's the one person that you're going to hire.
I think he can speak.
They got Sanjay Lowe. They got the.
They would have definitely done a story on a coach who can't speak.
Guys are some clowns. You know what I'm saying? And then the defense, if you're a defensive player, you got one defensive. Chris Richard is calling everything from the linebackers back, and Rod Marinelli is calling everything on that D line. And then our defensive backs play that coverage the way they always got their back to the quarterback, and they're always trailing. That doesn't work anymore.
Well, the main point here is I feel like you're feeling a little better. Personally.
It's more anger, there's more sadness today.
Right. Well, okay. There's 12 stages, right?
There's something like 12, give or take a few.
You know what? Beyond which, I got four more weeks.
There's anywhere from 9 to 14 stages of grief, and you are experiencing a couple of those today.
Here's my thing. I heard you on the post-game show. You sounded like you needed a hug. I was here for you, but we're 1,000 miles apart. And you didn't call my phone last night, and then I'm like, oh, man, I hope computer's okay.
Yeah, I saw his Twitter feed. I knew he was fine.
Trust me, bro. That was the worst DJ job I ever did in my life.
It's good.
But there were blonde girls there, so that's.
It's more than life than blonde girls, Dan.
Whoa, boy.
There's more to life than blonde
the Cowboys
girls.
Cowboys really have you down.
I've never heard you this
Oh,
bad.
My gosh. Now I need to do another wellness check when I get home.
Make us a short list of things that are more important in life than blonde girls.
All right, so can we talk again in 2 hours? You going to join us?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll be ready for 2:30. I take Jake. I didn't know we were doing it today. I'm not. Y'all usually take this Friday off. I'm surprised y'all working today.
Yeah.
Cowboys
care.
So daggone bad. You can't miss that opportunity.
We care.
Oh, you knocked that off right now.
See, look, he's having fun. He's laughing.
Yeah, so this call worked. Hey,
yeah,
man, we love
that?
You, dude.
Yeah, it did. I really appreciate that. Because the last time y'all called me after I listened, y'all. This is myself crying, y'all. So I'm crying again. I had started to cry.
Yeah, now.
All right. No. Chin up.
White girls, edibles. We'll talk to you at 2:30. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Radio. Bye, computer.
Have one of each before 2:30.
<That's right.
laughs> Take one and call me in the morning.
All right.
See that?
There.
He's better.
Turn
I'll
it around.
I feel better. Yeah.
That's what we do here.
We really rallied.
We celebrate life through sports.
That was a rough start to the call, but we really rallied there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, such a roller coaster of emotions.
I started out super negative.
Just hanging on for dear life there.
Like, seriously, they haven't seen my mom. Oh my gosh. That didn't happen. All right.
Everything's good. All right. Well, Donovan, your work here is done.
Yeah, good job, Donovan.